3, 2, 1. From Rapid City, South Dakota, we go behind the scenes of South Dakota Mines Athletics with interviews and exclusive access. This is Hard Rocker All Access.
Right to our Hard Rock Club luncheon today, Coach's Lunch. We kind of have a full agenda today. We are lucky enough we get to have golf here. They're usually traveling on Monday, Tuesday, so we get to hear from our golf team and have a couple players here, so that's kind of special. So lots of events if you guys are looking for something to do. We can start tonight with volleyball, we can go into soccer, then we have football on Saturday. So if you guys are looking for something to do, Hard Rocker Athletics can provide a plan for you. But a couple of things, we have two X-Rock Hard Rocker Athletes of the Week. First one, Jade Johansson, and if you didn't notice, he was actually the RMAC Offensive Player of the Week as well. I mean, talk about a game against Black Hill State, very well deserved. So he had 237 passing or yards rushing for 78 and scoring 5 touchdowns in a 49-14 victory over Black Hill State. It was an absolute routing on Saturday night. So congratulations on the football team. He also led this, he had a 73-yard punt, which is a school record. And he's a redshirt junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, so majoring in mechanical engineering, so well-deserved. And one other lady that we have as an X-Rox Player of the Week who's here to speak today, so Allie Spencer, she's a freshman who just got to make her first collegiate start on Saturday, filling in as setter. So as you know, injuries sometimes happen, and somebody has to step up, and Allie was the young lady that stepped up for our volleyball team this weekend as setter. So she recorded a double-double in a 5-set battle against Black Hill State, recording 42 assists and 16 digs. She's from Olympia, Washington, and majoring in minor engineering. So you'll hear from her in just a little bit. So anyway, we'll start with Luke to get it going. And anyway, listen up, guys. It's a good show today.
I don't know if I'm starting it off. But hey, thank you all for coming to the luncheon. Like Maria said, I don't get to do this very often. We're usually on the road, so it's good to see everybody get up here and showcase some of our scholar athletes. We're halfway through our season right now. Each team has done 2 tournaments, and we got 2 tournaments left for each of them. The women go to Pueblo, Colorado this weekend. They compete down at the Colorado State Pueblo tournament. I think 15 other schools there, so it's going to be a big one for us. Be a good test for us. So far we're doing well. Ladies have won one tournament. We won our Hard Rock invite, and then we did fairly well at the Westminster invite 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago. So the guys are plugging along. They're out grinding every day. Their schedule is pretty spread out, so they haven't played since our Hard Rock invite. And they won't play until Billings in 2 weeks. So without further ado, I'm going to bring out 2 of my seniors that I have, Joseph Vincent and Maya Maxwell. Let them introduce themselves and tell them where they're from and what their majors are and all that good stuff. So,
Hi, I'm Maya Maxwell. I'm from Madison, South Dakota. I'm a senior, like Coach said, and I'm a metallurgical engineering major. And I actually had an internship last summer in Kentucky working with Logan Aluminum, making like cans. So.
I'm Joseph Vincent. I'm a senior. Here goes over here. this summer I've played a lot of golf.
Where are you from?
Oh, Texas. Edge of Austin, so like a spice group.
Maya, why did you pick metallurgical?
I thought it sounded cool, and I still do. Yeah, he likes to make fun of me for that. But I'd never heard of it before picking it as a freshman coming to Mines. I went to the like fair thing that they have some year freshman year press, and I thought it sounded cool. And I actually turned out to really like it, so yeah, that worked out.
Any questions?
What are you guys' favorite courses in the Black Hills?
Red Rock is by far the prettiest in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd say so. I like Red Rocks. I haven't played all too many.
Stuff to get away from
Arrowhead when it's free for us, and
these guys have to pay.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
What are you gonna do when you grow up?
I really like working at a can manufacturing plant. It was really fun. I got to work on like some failure analysis, like problems that they have when they actually make the cans. And it was really interesting stuff. And if they offered to hire me back, I would definitely go back to something. Yeah.
I would say I'm not sure. I probably want to take either a year off, maybe go like travel, do something fun before I start my 9-to-5 job. I've decided maybe I'll go get my master's in business and go to sales, but biomedical parts, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, not really sure yet.
Exactly.
Any more questions for these two? Yep. All right. Thanks,
thanks
guys.
So today we play home at 6 p.m. against Western Colorado. So it's a conference match. Long trip for them to come up here, but we really feel like we are going to play some very good volleyball. We've had a lot of practice time. We got at least 2 practices in Sunday and Monday before we can play tonight. So we're looking forward to it. Hopefully we can get back in the wins and make ourselves 9-6. So I brought Ellie with me today because we lost Kylie, our setter, to an injury, and as you know, setters are all of the important things in the game of volleyball, just like quarterbacks. Ellie stepped in for us. She's a freshman. We recruited Ellie for all of the obvious reasons. She's incredibly talented. If you come tonight or if you watch us in the future, you'll see that for yourself, just how much she plays the game like Kylie, and we really don't miss many beats with Kylie being gone at all. So she played a phenomenal match on Friday night. She plays good defense. Despite how tiny she looks next to me, she's actually a very good blocker. She had a few blocks as well, doesn't get used, and she's a very great kid. She's smart, she's works really hard, she's a great teammate, and she's a really good leader. So we're happy to have her, and if you come tonight, you can watch her display all she has, because she's fun to watch. She's a little spunky, but I'll let her tell you about herself.
I'm Ellie Spencer, obviously. I'm from Olympia, Washington, and I'm a freshman, and I'm studying mining engineering.
She's my first mining engineering major in my entire tenure. And as a coach in general, I've never had a mining major, so.
Yeah.
She's teaching me
how to talk about mines.
Well, I was just looking at tech schools because I've always wanted to go to a tech school, something to do with engineering, and I also wanted to play volleyball. So I discovered their volleyball program, and that worked out, and I also love the academics, so it was a perfect fit.
Anyone else?
What has your best experience been so far since you did as a freshman?
Like volleyball-wise?
Volleyball and school, besides your both.
Volleyball-wise, definitely just the team aspect. It's really, like, we all get along super well, and it's just fun because there's 8 of us freshmen, and we all are super close, and with the sophomores and juniors, then Kylie, our senior, like, we're all just super close, and it's super fun at practices, you know, to be able to have that bond, but also to all compete with each other. And then school-wise, I would just say, even though I don't know a lot of people who do mining engineering, it's definitely nice because, you know, we're all very, like, we put school, like, first in second place with volleyball, but we all have the same goals, so being able to have, like, going after practice, going to the library, and all studying together is just a great, you know, aspect of we're all here to do school, also.
Awesome. Well, we play at 6, so we hope to see y'all there. Thanks, guys.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to see everybody again. First of all, I just want to say thank you for the outstanding crowd and atmosphere that you guys helped create up in Spearfish. Hard Rocker Nation was in full force. It was great to see a lot of support for our kids, and you know, I can say that they probably put their best performance on the field that Saturday night. So, you know, just recap of the game, very happy with our kids and how they came out and performed. It really all led back to our, I think, our team meeting that Monday night before. We really just, you know, sat down and talked about the type of game it was going to be. We knew, you know, obviously a rivalry game, they can get a little intense. You know, but we had a job to do. We had to go back and try and get that trophy back here to Rapid City, and our kids had a great week of practice. You know, they were definitely locked in, focused in at the task at hand, and you know, just very happy to see them really go out and compete and just have fun doing it. You know, that's one thing we talk a lot about within our program, is we put in way too much time and effort to not go out and have the fun that we did, and we had some explosive plays in really all three phases of the game, and it was fun to watch those guys go out and compete. Probably one of the more special moments for me was just seeing our student crowd. And after the game, they all rushed the field, and I typically have a post-game talk with our team, and I had about 1,000 students, it seemed like, sitting right there in front of me. And I teased the team last night. I go, man, the students listen better than my own team did. So when I stood up and started talking, the kids were like quiet and focused in, and our kids are just kind of looking around. So from that standpoint, it was great. Something I'll never forget is just how locked in our students were. And again, I can't thank them enough for showing up and really supporting our student athletes. So I've got another tough test this week. We play at home at noon against Western Colorado. Western Colorado is number 15th in the country right now. They're 5-0, 3-0 in the conference, playing very well right now. They're probably one of the more complete teams that we've seen up to this point. We know they're going to have a little revenge factor. We went down there and beat them last year on their homecoming, and we know they're going to come up here on a mission, ready to, you know, play us extremely well. So, you know, our kids just got to get locked into the process, which is something we talk about every single day, is, you know, you got to show up every single day, trust the process, and make sure we're getting better, continue to focus on us, and you know, make our team better every single day. So, again, just happy with the progress that we've continued to make. Today I brought along Hunter Newsom. Hunter is a junior linebacker from Grain Valley, Missouri, which is just right outside of Kansas City. Had a lot of different options coming out of high school, and really enjoyed, I think, the Black Hills area, and that was one of the main reasons that Hunter chose to come here. But I'll let you talk a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, so grew up in Grain Valley, just about 30 minutes east of Kansas City. Born and raised Chiefs fan, so I know that's kind of controversial right now with how they've been doing and everything, but yeah, born and raised, played football since first grade, loved it. Got into the PLTW programs in high school, middle school, and high school. Found a love for engineering and STEM in general, and knew that's where I wanted, which helped and hurt recruiting. You know, trying to find the right degree with a football program that I want to go to and everything. And came up here on a visit from Coach Messick. Coach Messick knew one of my coach's dads. So that's how that connection happened. Came up here on a visit, and I remember saying it's 10 hours away from home, and it's going to have to be something special to come up here. And by the time I came back, my family's like, are you going there? Did you already commit? You can't stop talking about it. So, I'm a big outdoorsman, so Western South Dakota, the Black Hills, love that portion, and you know, like the fit of the school and the football program. So.
Any questions for either one of us?
I'm glad Rama didn't grab me on.
Yeah, that's where I wanted to go initially, but then I saw it here.
As a Chiefs fan, what's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
I just want to say, I was a Taylor fan way before she started with everything. But we're never getting back together. That's I don't.
I'm glad you know one of those songs.
Who doesn't?
Me.
I think you might have to play it for practice.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I'm sure. Gotta know your number.
35.
I'll be looking for you.
Middle linebacker.
Yeah, plays inside linebacker for us.
What's your major?
Civil engineering.
All right, well, we appreciate everybody, again, from last week, this week, obviously Saturday at noon. Love to see everybody out. Please come out and support the rest of our sports teams. I know when we're done with practice, I'll send our guys up to the volleyball game tonight. So look forward to seeing everybody out and about. So thank you. Have a great rest of your day.
Bill's new to the program, and I may or may not have specified, I assume everybody knows which pizza ranch, but he showed up with the other one, so we're going to switch the order a little bit.
So I'm going to eat that crow. I did not know Rabbit had two pizza ranches. Totally on me. So I do apologize. That's new to me. So I've never done one of these. Obviously, just took over an interim head coach for the Hard Rock for Soccer men's program. And so we've been traveling a ton back to back, and I feel for the boys because I think we have one of the most daunting schedules just as far as the boys coming back, practicing, and then back on the road. Most of them stepped off a bus yesterday morning about 6 a.m. and went to a final at 8 or 9 a.m. Or a midterm, sorry, not final, midterm, I'm learning all this. So as far as what we're doing with the program this year, obviously with the old head coach stepping down so abruptly towards the beginning of the season, it's kind of been very chaotic, to say the least. We had 14 new recruits come in this year with the team, and so it's been really exciting to have an interview with Josh about it, just kind of discussed all the ups and downs of having 14 talented boys come in with no experience as far as in the RMAC, so just getting them up to date, getting them up to the style of play. But with that, we found that seven of them are starting for our team. So we have a very young team, and we're going up against some very aggressive, good teams in the RMAC, and so we're expecting a lot of our freshmen. So far this year, we started just working through soccer, just the basics of soccer. There's six thirds to the field. We've gone through all three of them, kind of explaining what we want from the boys and how we expect them to play. And so teaching the old dogs, which are our seniors and juniors, the new style of play has been tough. But the ones that are getting on board are like our captains, Hayden and Garrett Cole. So the program itself now has seen two wins against Division II teams, which we have not had in years. We get one more, and we're tied for the most wins in the season. So we're hoping to pull one of those off this weekend. We'll be at Fort Lewis this weekend, and then, of course, who's our other one?
Adams
State, yeah. So we beat Adams State at their hometown. I would expect for us to beat them here. I would like to beat Fort Lewis as well. They're a good team, but I think based on watching the boys and how they're playing and working through it, it's been really good. So they all have good goals. The seniors are trying to leave a legacy for the younger ones, so it's not all about winning. They're trying to figure out the best way to lead the team as far as leadership, and I think that's important. And then as we begin to recruit and finalize some of the recruits for next year, start filling the holes that we have this year, and I think by this time next year, we can be one of those teams that is at a 500, and maybe we make the playoffs. So it's a big goal, and Cassie and Joel have told me, you know, set goals that are obtainable, and just based on film and watching the teams we played against, I think we have the ability to kind of make that next step and make a name for Hard Rock for Soccer, which we haven't been able to do. So really excited about the boys. I went and brought one of my boys. They all declined. They're doing finals, doing makeups. So I understand. So other than that, that's what I got going on in the program. I think. Is there anything else I need to talk about?
Sunday is senior day too.
Oh, Sunday is senior day. Yeah, it's very exciting. We'll be down at the fields. They'll be given obviously a senior gift, and then we'll be doing a senior lunch over at the care facility from 4 to 7. So feeding the families and feeding the boys and. You know, celebrate the fact that we have six guys that have been on the team and they're going to graduate. So that's obviously more important than winning, to see how many guys we can graduate. So that's awesome. So super proud of the team and the work they put on and off the field. So really been a great, great environment this year. So excited to see what tomorrow brings. That's it.
Thank you. Closing, just so that people know, this is, I'm going to fast forward a couple weeks. So we will be going to Denver, Colorado. We're Golden for the Colorado Mines game. We will be holding a tailgate. If you happen to be there, it'll start at 10 a.m. So
We're going to try and get a lot of the parents and alumni so we can have a big cheering section. I think I was talking about a win like a long time ago last spring, so I got to, Charlie, we'll put him up to the task for that game. But before we get past that, we have a big weekend, again, for football, volleyball tonight, and soccer. So come out and support. We appreciate all you do for us. And we'll see you back here at Pizza Ranch in another month, the first Tuesday in November. Okay? Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Hard Rocker Huddle with host Josh Van Valkenburg-Gernert. Follow on Apple and Spotify.